Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Break it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hosteller. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes, yes, 30, to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
And tonight, like Josh said, we're only going to be here for 30 minutes. It is the first night of our time change. We're now going to be with you from 6:30 until 7 p.m. every Thursday evening. Unfortunately, Josh and I had to do some rearranging with things as the seasons get busier for us as parents. I'm sure some of you know this. And our kids come closer to summer vacation. Yay! Thank goodness we're rid of the winter for a while.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That said, I know we got hit pretty hard this winter, so I'm glad and I'm looking forward to the summer. But Josh, everybody will still get the same awesome geekiness in the same day of the week with the same two nerdy awesome parents, you and I, of course. But
of course.
You know, a half hour earlier. Now, what, 15 minutes less, I think, so it's not too bad. I think we can talk pretty fast to get another extra 15 minutes in there before the time ends. So... At least I can, Josh. I know that you actually, you're so sweet. You let me do most of the talking, so that's not
bad. Yeah, it's hard to get a word in edgewise, but you know that's all right.
Try being my husband. He's just like I gave up after 20 years. But tonight on the Geek Parent Talk Show, we focus on traveling with technology. And I apologize in advance if I sound a little muffled or if I sound like I'm distant, but I am calling from my phone here instead of my computer, and we're going to see how this kind of works out, and then otherwise I'll go back to using my computer. But this actually works when you're on the road. If I can't get to my
Kat's
computer...
Kat's got to be able to do her glamping, so, you know, we got to make sure we make it easy for her.
That's right. That is so right. You know, and you don't have, sometimes you don't have the internet, so I can't connect on the computer if I don't have the internet. So I have to have an alternative of using my phone. And sometimes it just doesn't turn out as well. It's funny, you know, Josh, because the computer, the technology, the way it is now, works pretty good when you're on the road as of late. So, and that works with what we're talking about, traveling with technology. Because I'll be doing a lot of traveling this summer. You're going to be traveling too, Josh, aren't you? You doing a little bit of traveling?
I'll be doing some traveling for work. We'll be do some traveling as we get ready for the our vow renewals in August. So we'll be doing a little bit of traveling.
Right, and we actually, because like Josh said, we have a travel trailer. So we spend a lot of time with the kids out and about discovering the nation. We actually do a lot of educating along the way. And this is pretty true with people who travel. And I know, Josh, you're a veteran as well who has traveled. And we find that traveling with our kids is much better experience in learning cultures and traditions and the history of things. And education-wise, and keeping them in one spot, and then that's it. You know, so if you can get a chance to travel over the summer, I would highly recommend it. And I don't know, Josh, you have younger ones, but I have older ones, and my kids, I don't have to worry a lot about how to entertain them. I guess, you know, teens seem to be in their glory with their electronics in the car, and you know, and especially now we have the mobile Verizon's 4G internet, so they can access their social media and YouTube and web games all they want while they're traveling. I mean, that makes a big difference. I think that really helps.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
Yeah, so your little ones are able to do that too, right?
Yeah, we have little Nabby tablets for them, and each of them have a Nabby tablet, and they have It holds a few games and Netflix, which is the most important one, honestly. And they can so they can all watch Netflix, and there's Minecraft on them. And, of course, my daughter has some – she still has Minecraft, but she has a couple of girl games. And we make sure that those when we travel with the kids, that that's one of the more important items to have with them is the Nabby tablets.
Well,
honestly,
think that's
probably
perfect.
More important than clothes.
Exactly, exactly. You
what
throw
are we
going to
change
the
clothes for?
Sweats on.
Yep.
What?
What do we need extra clothes for? Just, you know,
that's,
like you said, t-shirts and just wash it every day. It'll be all right.
That's true. Well, you know, if you're out camping, it doesn't even make a difference because a lot of people just, they don't. You know, it's their rest and relaxation, and they don't, you know, wash their clothes for a couple of days because they come in and then they go to sleep and then they're back out again. And for kids, it's you know, I can understand that. For me, I can't do that. But and that's one of the reasons we got the travel trailer. And speaking of traveling with technology, the travel trailer is like having technology, you know, with you all the time. We have the shower, we have the, you know, the sink and the television with us, and you know, the kids can play their video games, and I mean, it's not camping per se, but I'm not a camper. You know, I can't do the tent and the, you know, sleeping on the ground type stuff because I have a bad back, so I can't do that, but the glamping I can definitely do, and it turns out real nice. But so, Josh, here are my list of the most important tech gadgets and devices I must have while traveling. So the first one that is on my list is my Android phone. I have to have my phone. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't know how people survived without their phone. I know I did when I was younger, but it's probably the most important thing to me. I don't know. That's how I am.
Well,
but,
honestly, have your phone with you. I mean, it's convenient because it's a smartphone, but from just the
right.
aspect of the safety features of being able to call if you're lost or mm-hmm. or find stuff. I mean, it's really a necessity nowadays.
I think so too. I agree. So that's a definite must is my phone. I mean, even if you don't have for our listeners, if you don't have a smartphone, just, you know, a little flip phone or something. A mobile phone, per se, is probably very, very much needed these days, especially with so much that's going on around us. People getting to hear about these stories, people getting lost, and then, you know, kids getting lost or, you know, being run off the roads or something or other. It's real convenient. So the phone is probably the most important for me. Then next is my Samsung Galaxy Tab. And I know it's not one of those real necessities, but I don't have to have my laptop with me because I have my tab. And that kind of allows me while we're driving long distances or while, you know, I'm waiting for the kids or just relaxing, I can play a game without pulling out the big laptop. So the tab kind of makes it a little more convenient for me as far as entertainment-wise. And then my third one is my Verizon 4G Internet mobile hotspot. Most phones these days will come with the hotspot. But if you don't have a phone that has a mobile hotspot, you can get this as a separate device from your internet provider. Some of them come with what, USBs? Josh, am I right? They're little USB plugins or they're...
Yeah, I believe they've gotten away from. I mean, they used to be that was the only kind you got was a little USB card that you plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them nowadays that I see, there are still some USBs, but most of them are the little MiFi units to where they're.
Right.
I mean, they look like a cell phone, and you can hook up like five devices to them, and it's just a little personal portable Wi-Fi unit.
Right, and that makes it convenient too. Because you can, depending on what your internet provider, what you're getting from your internet provider, as far as gigabytes goes, you can limit your kids to a certain amount. Like I limit my kids to 2 gigabytes, and we have 10 gigabytes right now. When we go on the road, we bump it up to 50. So you know that that's to allow, during the time that we don't have internet access, to allow me to access emails and so forth. But you can limit your kids. You can set certain limits. I do 2 gigabytes per child. And they, once they reach that 2 gigabytes, they know they get cut off and they can't log back in again. And so they're really sparing. They learn how to be sparing with their with the internet, and that kind of helps teach them about internet and how that works and how gigabytes are split up and so forth. And so that kind of teaches
responsibility.
Them.
Responsibility.
Right, exactly. And then they have to learn, okay, well, streaming, what is streaming? If I stream, then it's going to take up a lot more, you know, as far as my limits. So they don't stream, you know, when it comes to certain things. They only stream when it comes to when they're connected to the Wi-Fi. So my Verizon 4G internet mobile hotspot is a big one. And then my last one is, of course, my GPS. Now, this is also on my phone, but because it's a smartphone, but you can get it separately, like a TomTom device that it either comes installed with your car, or you can have one separately, buy one separately. Some of them suction cup to your window shield, I believe. And then I don't, like I said, I have it on my phone, so I don't need it. But I know my parents don't have one, so they ended up buying a separate one. So the GPS device is probably very important as well, as far as getting you to and from where you're going and without getting lost. And some of them, they have the traffic. They tell you how the traffic is up ahead or better routes
and
to take.
Give detours and different routes and
exactly for getting there quicker. And some and then the ones that I have that I use is also helps with tolls. Which roads do you want to take for tolls? How much you're going to need for the tolls.
Yep.
So that's really convenient these days. But those are my 4. So what are some of your most important gadgets or devices you must have on the road, Josh?
Well, for me, traveling personally, it's going to be my iPhone. Obviously, you got to have my phone with me. And the phone encompasses, I mean, everything. It's got my hotspot in it. It's got my GPS. It's got my Yelp. For you know, with traveling, with my with what I do, I travel. I wouldn't say frequently, but I've traveled quite a bit across the United States to different warehouses, and you know, it's important to know what's in your area. So, and I kind of use Yelp for that, or just try to search out the area. So my phone, and then my iPad, of course. And that's because I have lots of different things on it. We go camping every summer, and we do tent camping, although I'm not necessarily, after last summer, the fondest of tent camping because we got rained out and we're floating in the middle of the tent. But yeah, it was not fun. But like I actually load up on my iPad, I have all my books. And I actually will sit there by the fire and read or look at magazines. So it really kind of it houses all of my reading material, which is probably, honestly, when I'm camping or traveling, that's the most important part. Because whether you're camping or you're waiting for a plane or something else, being able to have some reading material and to sit there and look at magazines or read a book is important. And then if I'm traveling for work, I usually get a MiFi from work to bring with me. That way I have access because I have to be able to get into the systems remotely. And if it's for work, then I bring a little laptop of sorts, but I try not to get that out if I don't have to. And then the new thing that I've been carrying around is actually one of our review items that I'll be writing up the review on, and that is the little it's a little power skin, and it's basically a little battery backup for your phone, and you plug your phone into it and you can charge it. It is a case, although it's kind of too smooth for me to use it as a case. I feel it, I've actually dropped it already because it just slips out of my hands, but to keep it in your backpack and plug your phone into it, because it's easy to plug it into it and then charge your phone back up. It's pretty nice to have.
And those are
really, so those are kind of my big ones. It's my phone, my iPad. If I'm traveling with work, a MiFi. If it's just me, well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I got my phone, so. I guess that's really kind of it. Those are the necessities. I got to have my phone, and give me my iPad because it has all my stuff on it. I mean, I can connect to work if I need to, and unfortunately, with some of the things that I have to do, I have to be accessible 24/7. So those two things, I can get pretty much anything done I need to.
Right. No, I agree. I think those are, and you know, as technology advances so much, everything. Years ago, I remember when I was in college, the phones that they had out were these big, boxy phones. And, you know, it was like holding up a cereal box to your ear. You know, it was just, it was so big and bulky. And there was, obviously, you know, you didn't have everything that you have now. So, you know, as far as apps and everything like that goes, so it makes the phone is like the most important thing right now because it has everything on it. You know, as far as smartphones go. Still, the regular phone itself is the mobile phone is still pretty convenient to have. You know, because it allows you to have, like you said, that security. But I have to agree with you as far as the battery pack, the rechargeable. I should have added that on mine as well. Because we did do a review for MyCharge, and it was a rechargeable battery pack that you could plug into either an iPhone or an Android device, and it recharged as well. But you do have to recharge those. For those of you who are interested in finding out a little bit more, Josh will be having his review up, and then you can go to our website at thegeekparent.com to look up MyCharge, another type of backup device. Battery pack for your devices, but that is really important, I think, as well, Josh. That's a good point because during the time of 9/11, when they had that problem, nobody could. There was electricity went out. People couldn't get through to their friends or family, and you know, even with Sandy, you know, natural disasters happen, and Katrina. So. Those battery packs are wonderful, whether you're on the road or during a chaotic moment, but I think that's right up there as well, Josh. Good point. Right now we're going to move on to App of the Week, and because we're just flowing into that, we're going to go ahead and let Josh tell you a little bit about App of the Week.
So my App of the Week this week kind of goes into what I had said earlier about liking to read using my iPad or my iPhone. I read both books and magazines. It's amazing what the magazines you can get nowadays, but the app of the week is called Next Issue, and it is a newer website, I believe, but it's basically like Netflix for magazines. You pay a subscription fee. It's $9.99 a month. They do have a 30-day trial. And then it's $9.99 a month, and you get access to 150 different magazines, and they're updated monthly. And you also get access to all of the past issues or a year's worth of past issues. I haven't gone extensively into it. I am actually testing it out right now, but it's pretty cool. It's got some pretty cool ones on there. It's got GQ, it's got Maxim, it's got National Geographic, and then they also have, their premium support level, which is $14.99 a month, and you get the included weekly mags. So that's, what are some of those? Is it US and, I don't know, some of those, all those girl ones that you always see at checkout. Sorry, Kat, but you know, it's those girly mags. And not the girly mags like, you know, guys' girly mags. I'm talking like girly mags like Star and US, Us and all those type of, you know, what's Kim Kardashian doing now type magazines. So for $14.99, you get access to those two. And it's 150 magazines. You think about it, you paid $9.99 for a year subscription to one of them,
right.
and you get all of these. And some of these magazines, you're paying $6.99, $7.99 anyways for each one a month if you don't get a subscription. So
right.
it's really not that bad, and you can cancel at any time. It's not like you have to keep going on. And it's really it's kind of a cool little app. It's for iOS devices and Android. So you have both flavors there, and it's a pretty
great.
Cool little app.
I like this, and you know, for the price that they have like you said, $14.99 a month for the premium edition, that's like the subscription of a video game subscription.
Yeah.
You know, per
yep.
month.
Yeah, it is.
So I mean, you're getting the best of it, and you have unlimited access to that. And I'm a big remember we had talked about one of our last episodes. We had talked about books and reading because I said
yeah.
I didn't read that much. I do read magazines, so this is a great app for people like myself who don't really or can't get into a big novel or a book or anything like that at the time, or have a limited time to do something. Like you were saying, how you can sit at the airport and wait for your flight, or if there's some downtime in between, but you don't want to get into your book too much. The magazines are great because you know it allows you some short time to get some reading in there.
Yeah.
So this is a great thing. It's called NextIssue.com, and you can go to NextIssue.com to get it. Josh, this is great.
I thought so. I thought it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool so far. So.
And I actually, for my app of the week, this is very familiar. Probably most people have this, but I enjoy Google Maps as far as traveling. I like Google Maps only because it's almost always updated. It's to the point. It allows me to see where traffic is kind of being backed up and what's going on in tolls like we're talking about, and gives me how much distance I have in between where I'm going, my destination, you know, from the point of the location I'm starting off at. So I've always loved Google Maps. I did do, back in the day, I did MapQuest for a little bit, but then Google Maps became very popular, and they just did it perfectly along with the way that, you know, when construction came along, they had something on their app as far as construction and in which detour to take, and kind of the MapQuest didn't give that to me at the time. So I have been sticking with Google Maps for a very long time, and it is for both Android and for the iOS. I had it on my iPhone when I had that, and then now that I have an Android, I made sure that was one of the first things I downloaded as far as apps. It does give you voice-guided GPS navigation for driving, biking, walking. I mean, it will give you distances as far as are you going by car, are you going by bike, are you going by bus, are you going to walk. It'll give you exact distances and pretty much to the T as far as how, you know, long it's going to take you to get there. It also gives you, like I mentioned, live traffic conditions, incident reports, and automatic rerouting to find the best route to take. And, you know, every single time I hear that, I always think of that commercial, the insurance commercial, where the guy goes, you know, recalculating. Have you seen
yeah.
that, Josh?
Yes, yes.
And so I always think, oh, thank goodness I have Google Maps, because it really doesn't do that to me. So you're in the clear with Google Maps for that. And also, what I like about it is the street view. And it gives you 3D imagery for the restaurants, museums, walkways, streets, and everything. And it's kind of scary at first when you're going into street view and looking through the streets, and you can kind of drive down the street almost to see where you're going,
yeah.
and you can see the people pulling up, you know, at the red lights and so forth, because you're thinking, oh, my goodness, who's watching me, you know? Is somebody right now looking at me, picking my nose in the car? So, you know, it's kind of, you know, really scary at first, but it's not bad. I enjoy it. So that is my app of the week, and I and Josh's was the nextissue.com, and mine is Google Maps, and you can go to either one, nextissue.com, and then Google Maps, you can just type in Google Maps. Everybody goes to Google Maps for that. And we are going to go right into our next segment, which is Tech of the Week. And Josh, it's all yours.
And Tech of the Week this week is for those of you who want to travel, but you can't quite find the time to get out. It is a Kickstarter, and it's called Atmos Window. And what it is, it's a little window. It looks like it's probably maybe a foot and a half by, I don't know, maybe 2-3 feet. And it's this little window that it hooks up to your Wi-Fi, and you can hang it in your house. And it's a video monitor, basically, but it's made to look like a window. And it has high-def video and high-def audio in its scenes. So you can have, you know, like this, a city skylight, a beach, a waterfall, and it has all these things, and it's on Kickstarter. It's priced pretty much how you think it would be priced. But it's a very cool little cool device. I don't want to say little device because it's not little. But it's a very cool device in how it's used and those like living screensavers that used to be popular that I had a couple to where you have basically these time-lapse videos. But this is just a video with high-def audio. And you can hang it, you know, beside your desk and make you feel like you're, you know, in the forest and you hear birds singing and you're going to see the forest. So it's a pretty cool little tech device that is for those of you who would like to travel but can't find the time.
Nice.
It's called Atmos Window, and we'll have links to it on the website. Their Kickstarter, I think, has 20 days left on it. So,
you know, and that works well for things that you're going to, not just it as far as people who want to feel like they're at the beach or in the forest or anything like that. Works good for if you're working out, on your treadmills and so forth, because I know that some people can't have their, for instance, their treadmill looking out the window. Or some people don't like to just sit there or stand there and watch TV while they're working out. So I think that'd be a great little scenery thing.
Well, and I believe I actually read something about where they have live views of different places around the world. I know there's like 150 different scenes is what the website says, and they're constantly updating all the time. So it's pretty cool.
We'll go ahead and add that to our Facebook to let everybody kind of click on that and take a look at it. What is it called again, Josh, before we close out?
Atmos Window. It's Atmoph Window, and that's at atmoph.com, Atmoph.com.
And, well, this one was a real short episode, and I think I'm hoping that we grab the attention of those who don't have a lot of time, and 30 minutes may be just what you need, or if you're in the car traveling back home from the office, 30 minutes may be just perfect for you to get back home. So that's it for the Geek Parent Radio. Thank you for allowing us into your home or your office this evening. And links, photos, and more information on anything we discussed tonight can be found from our website at thegeekparent.com.
And as always, you can keep updated with our discussions, upcoming guests, and future topics on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Just visit our website and click the social media link.
Enjoy the rest of your week. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler. See you next week. New Geek Time, same Geek Channel.